Hi and welcome back to another episode of Reese Kerrin's podcast. Welcome to a brand new episode where we talk about business, digital marketing and a lot more. Today we have here with us Mr. Ram Kesavan. Ram.
Hi Gun.
How are you?
I am not sure how to say it.
the late times have been very hard at me, right?
I have no idea how to say it. Hard or easy, normal.
So that is why the easy, hard and normal thing is what we are going to talk about today. We are going to talk about gamification.
Okay.
And the levels. Yes, Ram.
The levels that we have in each game.
Exactly. So I think gamification has been taught to us right from our schooling. The education system was built around gamification. Like, we were always made to run for numbers. And when coming to, you know, like the real life scenario, the numbers again continue to start with businesses and companies and people working for different industries. So what do you think is gamification, and how do people see it right now?
So basically, I believe gamification is a word that we have come up in the recent days.
Right.
So when we were in school, we did not know there was something called gamification, or I'm not sure that even our teachers knew that there was something called gamification, but they made us go behind mark, first rank, second rank, third rank. So it is just a term that has come up that we have been following all throughout our life, going behind numbers, as you said precisely. But recently what we are seeing is, as we are into digital marketing, as we are into this digital world, from Temple Run to Candy Crush to any game we see, Clash of Clans, it's always been the numbers that everyone has been behind. So gamification has become a part of our life.
Right. So when we talk about gamification in general, there are two types of gamification. So let's say we have been playing, you know, like Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, or, you know, like GTA, Vice City, or GTA 3, or whatever the game it is. These games always had, you know, like an end point, a finish point where you can actually complete the game. But it kind of took a turn where companies didn't want people to, you know, like get out of the app or get out of the gaming console or whatever the device that they're playing in. They started to create infinite games. So just like our social media platforms, Facebook or Instagram, we call it the infinite scroll feed, where you'll never come to a point where there's an end to the feed. So if you take Candy Crush, like you said, as an example, the levels keep coming up. So you will never finish the game. So you will never have the, you know, like the gratification that you have actually finished the game, or you'll never have the dopamine rush that I've completed the game and you move on to the next thing. So they make you stay in this game forever. Do you think brands are also trying the same with, you know, like their workers, giving them different targets, and once they achieve the target, they give them a new target, and they keep addicted, they keep them addicted in this process?
So when you say the gratification, so before Candy Crush, I remember playing this game though. So the first Android mobile phone I had, I remember the first game that I played was Temple Run. So this is the first infinite game that I played.
Yeah. I think it was the first game that was very popular, I think, at that time when the gaming was introduced. I remember playing this on my brother's iPhone when he came to India. Then I think I bought an Android.
So there is no end to this game. You can run and continuously run, but the patterns are going to be completely different.
Okay.
So when you want to take business per se, so you said like our company is doing it, our business is doing it. I would say they're not doing it intentionally, but right now it can be made intentionally. For example, I have heard a lot about this from Ola drivers, Uber drivers, Swiggy delivery boys.
Exactly.
They say, I have to do my 13th delivery. I have to do my 12th pickup.
Yeah, right.
So all of these companies are actually working on gamification on their end user.
Right.
Or
right.
One of their stakeholders. So ethically, I feel it is very wrong. But per se, business per se, profit per se, money per se, GDP per se.
Right.
I think this is the best way to go to it.
Right, right, right. And it also creates a system where you can actually monitor the entire thing based off of numbers. So when you put like 5,000 people or 6,000 people in an entire company, it is easier to monitor them that way.
So like more than monitoring, you can easily, so Temple Run,
mm-hmm.
It is an artificial intelligence game. So every time it is going to be different.
Right.
So you don't know whether you are playing it for the first time or the last time. Or it is the same for a Ola driver. You won't know whether you're going to do it for the first day or the last day.
Right.
But you're going to hope that today you're going to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where it is working. I think gamification in business, that is how it has been working. But before this, when we can take the stock market,
mm-hmm.
numbers did play a big role.
Okay.
People were gamified with the numbers. It is rising, it is falling, it is rising, it is falling. So mm-hmm. that was also a kind of gamification that we were all put into.
Right, right. And it was like seriously like gambling kind of stuff. So you put in money and you get utterly rushed with the money that you have actually invested in.
Even like when an Ola driver, his objective, I think that night would not be for money, but that objective for money inside him would have come because of that adrenal rush or the dopamine reaction that is happening inside his body. For that gratification, he would be trying to do the best.
Right. And also, if you talk about Ola drivers or Uber drivers in general, we have talked to a lot of people where they tell us like, I have been driving for the past 12 hours and I have not even eaten or I have not even taken rest. So they want to make sure that they want to finish their 15th target so that they get the incentive and they just want to go home. So they push to a point where they, you know, like make themselves suffer from the process of doing the work. Do you think that is also fair for a person who is getting, you know, like 15,000 or 20,000 rupees from his own car, where a majority of share goes to the company?
So again, when you want to take business, there's nothing right or wrong. Like, there's no right or wrong in love. There's no right or wrong in war.
Right,
this
right.
is a kind of war.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's right or wrong. So,
okay, so this is as the quote says, all is fair in love and war, right? Okay.
So if you want, you do it. Or else there's another person who's ready to do it. So I have spoken to many of these Ola drivers or Uber drivers or Swiggy delivery people, food delivery people. So I have asked them, why are you doing it?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing they say is, if I don't do it, someone else is going to take the benefit.
Okay. So it's a benefit to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So someone else is going to get the first rank.
Okay, okay, okay.
So the objective is to me getting the first rank.
Mm-hmm.
Me finishing the level tonight. So it's like, remember playing a game which has finite levels.
Right.
So I want to finish this level tonight.
Okay.
I will finish it and go to bed, no matter what happens.
Mm.
Let me finish this level tonight and go to bed.
Right, right. And I think in advertising industry, this gamification has helped a lot, because a lot of mobile games like Candy Crush or Temple Run, as you said, I think when Temple Run was launched, one of its primary models was not to show ads. So it basically relied on in-app purchases. You can buy gems or something to, you know, like renew your life or something like that.
Yeah,
you can buy something like that to, you know, like get more speed or, you know, like get the acceleration and stuff like that. But right now, what games do is, so they have this in-app purchase as one of their models. But also what they do is, if you want to like get two more diamonds, you can watch this ad. So indirectly, they are pushing people to watch an actual 20-second ad, which people will not actually skip in order to get those two things, right?
Unable to skip.
Sorry?
Unable to skip ads.
Yeah, unable to skip ads, but only if you see the ad for 22 seconds, you'll be getting that thing.
The reward. So,
yeah, the gem or whatever the benefit that they're going to give us. So they won't have that X mark in that, basically just to cut. But if they had it, if you click on it before the 30-second period, you will not get the gem. So I've seen both kind of ads where they will give you the X mark only after the 30th second, and they will give you the X mark in the first second itself. But if you close it within like 15 seconds or 20 seconds, they won't give you the gem. So it can make the people watch the ad twice just to get that. Hmm. So a lot of strategies are being drawn towards it. So what do you think of this as a marketing strategy where people are forced to watch ads rather than them being just shown what relevant content is?
So basically, when we talk about digital marketing or all these new terms that are coming in, which is off the television or the PC.
Mm-hmm.
So now what we see is not just us are in control over our device, but lot of other people are also in control over our device.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So brands are actually using it right now.
To show
their power over, what do you say, our device. So they say like, I am in control over your device.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way to do it is through gratification, through gamification.
Mm-hmm.
So it is like a drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's like buying liquor, it's like smoking. You cannot stop it. You have to do it again. So I am in my, so when I am a huge fan of Candy Crush.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in my 39th level.
Okay.
So my 39th level would be my hardest level.
Okay.
In that entire thing. And once I finish my 40, I'm going to go to the next entire sequence.
Right. Mm.
So the 39th level is going to be hard. And I would not be able to complete the 39th level with the 5 lives that the game is going to offer
me.
Yeah,
exactly. And you have to wait like for one day to...
No, I can watch 2 ads to get 2 lives.
Okay. Mm.
This is instant gratification concept.
Right.
I need to watch 2 ads.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I watch these 2 ads, I get these 2 lives,
mm-hmm.
and I'm able to finish this level.
Okay.
I will not be able to finish this level for 1 ad.
Right. So this instant gratification is something that the new generation has been infiltrated with.
Instant gratification is something that human beings have always been into. But this instant gratification for money through advertisements.
Right, no. But if you think of it from technology perspective, let's say back when we were playing cricket or something like that, you have to do an entire bowling and fielding just to get the batting purpose once you finish your bowling and everything. So there can't be an instant gratification there because you have to give chance to everyone and you have to wait for the first batsman to get out so that you get the chance to bat. But right now when you take a new video game, you can actually restart the game. Even if you fuck up, you can restart the entire game and you can start playing another game. So the probability of you getting instant gratification is higher right now.
Yeah, I think that is very true because before the onset of this digital world, instant gratification was very hard. You need to, as you said, go through your tenure.
Mm-hmm.
Go through your time to get your gratification.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, all process, as you say, is fast. And even if you lose,
mm-hmm.
there is a way to succeed through a short route
right.
so that you can get your gratification. And you need not wait for your turn, but there is another way. Another person is giving you the opportunity to do it. Very true. I think it's very true what you said.
Right. Because what I understood from this is like back in our days when we used to watch cartoons or an animation show or whatever it can be, we didn't know the schedule because if it is going to be by 5:30 every day, we made sure that we waited one whole day for the next episode to be aired. But right now with that Netflix and torrents and internet everything, people just binge watch. So they're not able to wait for that 1 week when the actual show comes up. So for example, if you take Game of Thrones for an example, the new fans who started watching the show from before the 5th season was being aired, so they watched the entire series in 3 days. So for them to expect the next episode to come out for another 6 months, they can't do that. So what they do is they watch other shows, like binge watch other shows in the meantime.
Okay. So they have another choice.
Yeah. So they have a lot of different ways to make sure they're instant gratification.
I remember during my school days, I think maybe my 9th or 10th,
mm-hmm.
I was a huge fan of Dragon Ball Z.
Exactly. I was supposed to tell that example because that is one heck of an example because they have a lot of fillers inside and they won't even tell what's going to happen.
So I think we can bring all the 90s kids into it. So for all the 90s kids who are listening to this, so there used to be an episode where Team Ginyu, I think this team that I'm talking about is maybe 15 years back.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a call episode where Team Ginyu used to come into this episode. They used to play rock, paper, scissors and try to decide whom they are going to choose to do the next fight with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then all of a sudden, what happens is the entire series starts from the first.
Okay. Mm.
They close and say, okay, well, you need to start to watch this episode from first. Sorry, to watch the series from first.
Okay, the entire network started telecasting it from the first.
First, yeah. So Tsunami. So Cartoon Network Tsunami started showing it from the first.
Okay.
So I think around 40 episodes or 50 episodes of Dragon Ball Z, I would have sat and watched, and then I have to watch it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same thing happens again.
Okay. So you had to wait 40 new episodes, 40 days, just to go to that next episode. You had to watch it twice or thrice?
Thrice. And it did not happen again.
Okay.
I don't think Cartoon Network bought the rights.
Okay. So they kept re-telecasting the same episodes they had, right?
Same episodes. So I remember calling my cable network guy and telling him, I'm going to throw a freak ball on into you.
Okay, so the amount of patience that we had to, you know, like, persevere for the next episode was huge.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't even know that this cartoon can be bought through DVD, or we didn't even try the other means. We just waited for the network to be playing this again.
When I was in my post-graduation, I am seeing all my friends watching Dragon Ball this, Dragon Ball that, Dragon... So, like, wow, so you guys can watch all of this at the same time and... Okay. So, this gratification, gamification, I think it's all correlated.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the technology is paving a lot of ways for that, I think.
Very true.
And I was recently reading about this, you know, Elon Musk's journey of, you know, like, him occupying Mars. If you go to his Twitter, his headline says, Occupy Mars. That is his end goal. That is his long-term vision and everything. So, he has just redesigned the astronaut suit, which we are used to seeing in the, you know, like, movies and everything. He has made it so slick. It is white and black. It is like a coat.
Yeah, I saw the new SpaceX videos. Yeah.
Sorry?
I saw the new SpaceX videos.
Yeah. So he's trying to, you know, like, he's giving everyone 3D printed customized helmets, and he has differently, you know, like, changed the entire interior of the company itself. So I think Elon Musk is into games, and he thinks, like, when you actually upgrade on a game with your costume, whatever things that you do on games, he's trying to implement in this business strategy, and I think it's working out very well for him. So,
you know, when you call a 90s kid from India, mm-hmm. or a 90s kid from any underdeveloped or developing nation,
mm-hmm.
I think they would be the 80s kid of a developed country.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
They would have had the same exposure because they would have had used the same technology.
Exactly. Mm.
10 years back.
Right.
So US, they're going to act.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going to be based on their experience, and their experience comes through gamification.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing a lot of these entrepreneurs, all these games, digital games, not just digital games, even any business that is online, even Swiggy, Zomato, everything is gamified.
Right.
There is something on the right top, there is something says you have a 15% offer if you do this. So everything is gamified.
Right. And so tracking the order, like keeping you glued within the app.
Correct. So it is purely because of some person from somewhere else who was 10 years back, who actually lived the life that a 90s kid in a developed or a developing country, sorry, an underdeveloped or a developing country like India lived,
mm-hmm.
able to influence the person right now.
Okay. Mm.
It is actually directly influencing a person.
Right. Mm.
Through their experience. So I think that is the one reason why gamification is working so good in the business field right now.
Right. And even if you take social media as an example right now, people care more about likes, they want shares, and they want to keep seeing numbers more and more. So rather than creating valuable content for the audience, they start focusing on content that will give them the most likes. So that is where we find, you know, like YouTube thumbnails saying like something like you would not happen, what would happen next. So some titles that will make sure the audience is clicking it. So a lot of journalists and like business people tell, if you start using clickbait as an example or clickbait as a strategy for making people click through your content, we will actually go into a way where people don't necessarily know what good content is. So the headline will be so, like, it will say something like, you will not believe what this 103-year-old man did as in a marathon. But the news will be something like, he walked 1 kilometer. But they'll exaggerate in such a way that they want their click-through rates to be off the chart. So they have to keep doing it over and over again, which will deteriorate the quality of the content they are giving out in the long term.
So this attracting content through curiosity,
mm-hmm,
is, I think, the initial part of gamification.
Right, right.
It looks like the trailer of the game, the trailer of the movie.
Mm.
It is just that.
Mm-hmm.
But then everything that is going to decide is the quality of the content, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
If the quality of the content is not going to be good, the audience, the people, the customers, the consumers, they're not going to continue watching it, and that is not going to help. I think the YouTube's algorithm, the YouTube's AI would be equipped in a way to say, okay, this click is not based on the quality of the content.
Mm-hmm.
So that will not last for long.
Right, right, right. So they will determine an AI which will actually have more than one factor to determine the quality of the content.
Correct, correct, correct.
So number of people clicking through the video, number of people actually staying inside, giving watch time for the video, and a lot of other stuff. Yeah, so what will be your final takeaway from gamification? From what can people actually do to, you know, like, some people, I want to talk about this. People actually use gamification for increasing their productivity. So there are apps which will increase your productivity. So there is an app called The Forest, which will be an app which will restrict you from using social media apps on your phone. So I think you would have had it on your phone. It will be a plant which will be placed in the soil, and it will start growing. So
okay,
for every 5 minutes, it will turn into a plant, it will turn into a shrub, it will turn
like
a tree.
Like the pet app, digital pet app.
Yeah, digital vector image, yes. So that app actually helped me, struggle through a lot of procrastination and, distraction that I had in my life. And
So distraction, the word, okay. So all this time, I didn't think throughout this, I think, 20 odd minutes that we have been speaking, we will not use the word distraction.
Right.
So gamification is distraction. It's an easy way to
get gamification distraction, or is gamification a process where it will evade you from distracting and stay in the process?
No, like gamification. No. Okay. So once you're distracted, gamification is the way to keep you into it.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you are actually in a path, you get distracted, you come into something else, and gamification is the only way to keep you inside it.
Okay, so it will be the catalyst or something that helps you in doing that.
Yeah. So recently, I think everybody around the globe,
mm-hmm,
have been gamified with something.
Right. One way or the other.
No, just by one way.
Okay. one single game.
One single game. I think we have all been gamified using the coronavirus.
Okay. That is the biggest gamification that has happened.
3. Every day there is a new case. Every day there are so many deaths. So it keeps us looking into it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if we talk, the scientists can come up with something very technical to say, and people wouldn't be able to relate to it.
These are all relatable levels of advertisements inside the game. Level 1, level 2. So these are all happening inside the game.
Right.
Mm. So that you stay inside the game, so that you do not leave the game, so that you believe that this game is true.
Right. Mm.
So, I'm not sure if it's true or wrong, but keep yourself engaged inside the game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
These are various ways of how to keep yourself engaged inside the game.
So, what you're trying to say is, like, the entire earth is like the matrix where we are being gamified.
No, it's like Candy Crush and Corona are the same.
Okay.
Democracy, Candy Crush, Corona, voting, everything are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, so I've been thinking, so when there is an voting, when there is an election happening, either in the US or in India,
okay,
it's the same. NOs, 20 votes. In this legislative, in that area, there are 20 votes. This person is 200 votes up. This person is 300 votes up. It has been the same with corona. This city is 200 votes up. This city is giving 700 corona positive. This city is discharging 300 corona positive.
Mm-hmm.
So, the same kind of message has been spread out.
Okay. Mm.
So, I think we have to decide which is true, which is false.
Right. And we are fed with so...
gamification is the truth.
Sorry? Well, which is
the truth? Are we going to accept if gamification is the truth?
Right. Mm.
Or are we going to come step into reality and say, okay, delayed gratification is good. I don't mind it. I'm going to walk my path.
I think delayed gratification is the kind of a mindset which a lot of people find it very hard to understand right now.
Correct. You know, it is because like, you know, when you're in school, people are going to say it's easy to get the first rank.
Mm-hmm.
Every year you can get a first rank. Every year you can get a participation certificate. Every sports day, every annual day, you can get a certificate.
Mm-hmm.
We have been programmed in a way that we can be a winner somehow or some other way.
Right.
So we need to get that feeling into us.
Right.
way. Yes. We have been wired that way.
Correct. No, talking about gamification in a professional kind of way, or to a student who has just finished his undergraduate and going to graduate, I see a lot of people, you know, like putting up their certificates on LinkedIn, saying, I just finished a course from this, I just finished a course from that. And that also shows one of the gamification processes where they just want to show their course certificate on the people, saying that, okay, see guys, I've done this. Because I remember when we started our company, I had two certificates, I guess. I had an inbound marketing certificate from HubSpot and an email marketing certificate from HubSpot. And I was very proudly displaying it on LinkedIn. But when we actually started doing that, that certificate did not give me anything that I wanted to give to my client. It was all the practical experience that we did along the way.
So any certificate given to us through education, through anything, I think it's a process of gamification through our college, through our schooling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a process of gamification.
Right.
The first rank, the toppers, what is this?
Gold medal award.
Gold medal, no. First class student, second class
distinction.
Student.
Distinction.
First class, second class. It's all a process of gamification.
Right, Ram, but when you see that in a bigger sense, you will have a bigger certificate once you finish 12 years of your schooling, okay? Or you will get one once you finish 4 years of college. So that is where they, you know, like conduct, you know, like what do you call that? The convocation program and stuff, and they'll give it to you. So you will make sure the photo is framed and you wear some graduating dress or something like that. But this certificate, like you can finish this course in literally 3 or 4 hours. And it increases the, you know, like frequency of certificates you can get at a minimal time.
Right.
So because I never went for my undergraduate convocation because it was too populated for me to get one, and I still didn't get my PGs, you know, like convocation. So I didn't understand the concept of you know, like being overwhelmed by a certificate. So when I see people doing 3 hours and 4 hours of courses and showing it off, I think the gamification really goes off to this.
True, very true. So, yeah, people, it's not about gamification. People do not know that they have been gamified.
People
do not know that they are being part of the game, that they are playing someone else's created game.
So
any game that you say is a creative creation of someone else.
Correct.
It is not something that they are creating for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's someone else's creation that they are going to play. If you're going to take Temple Run, a simple example. If I'm going to run on Temple Run, I'm not running for me.
Right.
I'm running on someone else's creation. I'm running on someone else's program.
So it's kind of like a game section. Game within a game within a game.
So I think very soon, a lot of us are going to come out of it. Because I'm seeing a lot of people all over the world getting fed up of gamification.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after an age. So that is the one thing that I'm seeing.
And the mental maturity should also align with
their... Yeah, so the mental maturity, I think, comes after maybe 28, 30, based on their culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think once it comes out and a lot of people are going to come out of this gamification, hopefully nothing else comes up.
A different form of gamification will come into play. You will not be able to perceive, I think.
Yeah. or the form of controlling. If it does not come up, I think people would be in a state to take their own decisions.
Right. Okay, Ram, I think it's nearly 30 minutes of this episode. I think we planned it to end by 25, but it naturally gets to...
Yeah, I think it has been gamified.
Yeah, we've been gamified with numbers again. Okay, Ram, thank you so much for your time. I think this was a very interesting episode, and people need to watch this in order to get educated about how we are gamified. So thank you so much for coming to the show, Ram. And
thank you.
This is Rajaguan and
Ram Kesavan
signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You can cut it.
Ah.